Thursday, October 7th. President spent the day holed up at the EOB getting ready for the TV speech tonight. We had considerable discussion on the phone, and I was over there several times. First of all, on the problem of the appointments to the wage and price boards, a number of our people we had suggested have turned it down. He agreed to go with Scranton as chairman of the general board, even though he was concerned that his public image may be too flabby for this. He agreed to consider Levy as chairman of the pay board, and agreed that Rumsfeld should take it on as the director of the Cost of Living Council, which, wonder of wonders, Rumsfeld later in the day agreed to accept. The big concern during the day was the upcoming Senate vote on the federal pay raise and the fear that we might well lose it. As it turned out, we won it quite handily, and our crew did a superb lobbying job on it. That plus the wholesale price index that came out this morning with the first drop in 6 years in industrial prices set the framework very well for the speech tonight. The President called Moynihan on the phone during the day to talk with him about the Herrnstein article from Atlantic Monthly that Moynihan had sent in to him. It discusses IQ and racial relationships, and the President made the point that it was important for him to know these things and then do everything possible to deny them, that is the genetic racial problem. And he commented on Muskie's point that he was right, if you look cynically at the polls, that a black would hurt, but no leader must say that, or say it regarding a Jew or a Catholic or anyone else, or else you'll encourage latent prejudice. It's clear that not everybody is equal, but we must ensure that anybody might go to the top. Moynihan recommended Bunch for the Medal of Freedom to the President, and he sort of finessed that. He told Pat to give a kick to the education and HEW people on the first 5 years program and the need to get going connecting school with work at the high school level with vocational education. We got into some discussion of the LA Times instigating the Immigration Service investigation of Ramona Foods in order to screw up Mrs. Banuelos' confirmation. And President called the AG and ordered him to hit the LA Times for their racial violations and to fire Rosenberg, the district director. He shook Mitchell up a bit because this is the first time he's really bounced on him directly with one of those very firm instant orders. Colson was in later in the day with some reports on shifts in the Harris poll showing the President 10 points ahead of Muskie in a current trial heat versus 2 points only a couple of weeks ago. The speech tonight went very well and got good reaction from our phone call people, although many felt that it wasn't specific enough to handle all the problems that we expected and should do no long-range harm. Connolly will handle that in his press conference tomorrow when he follows up on the details. End of October 7th.